Bezal Shem's book, we begin Perek HaMisha Asa, the 15th chapter in the Dam Selchus Eidus, Laws of Testimony, Nesivah Shreif, in the book of Judges, where now we continue in specifically when there is a bias for the witness or for the judge, as it disqualifies him for that position. As the Rambam gives a halacha alf regarding that they're even being part of the same community, same city, could actually impact the testimony. Any testimony that's going to bring some benefit to the person who's testifying, the person cannot testify. Because it's like as if he's testifying regarding himself, where we suspect him for lying. Therefore, b'nei ha'ir, people of this city, it's where someone's coming to contest on the city members regarding their shared communal bathhouse to say it's not really theirs, to contest the ownership of the city square. None of these city members could go and testify regarding this, and neither could he judge over such a case because he has a vested interest. Until he actually removes himself with a bona fide acquisition that he has no ownership in these entities. And then only then he could testify or have judged such a court case. Lochabez, Bnei Ir, members of the city, Shenignav Sefer Torah Shlem, that their Torah scroll is stolen. Hailu l'shmi ha'asoy, since the Torah scroll is meant for people to hear it, she'i'ev shalo adam asalak atzmimena, where a person cannot remove himself from that entity because he benefits and he's yaitzah by listening to the words of the Sefer Torah. Se'ein donin, but the yonei oisir, so you can't even do the option of halach alav, you can't recluse yourself, you can't remove yourself from the ownership, hence there's no way of avoiding this problem, so you cannot judge it with the judge of that city. And the Aimavin Royam Anshaya said, neither can you bring proof from any members of that city, the Chen Koitzav, anything similar like that. If you have a bias, that would negate you from being an Eid or a Dain. Halacha Gimel. Ha'im, if someone says, Tenu mona la niye iri, give this 100 dinarim to the poor of my city. Se'in donim b'dayono isir, the members of that city cannot litigate, cannot judge such a case. And the Aimavin Royam Anshaya said, neither can you bring proof from the members of that city to say, oh, this guy promised that he's going to give this amount of money to the poor people's coffer. Now, when we say this, when the paupers were reliant on the city members, and they actually set a certain amount that they have to give for charity, comes out that there's a bias over here in the testimony, because if this person gives 100 dinarim to the poor as they're trying to enforce, then the judges and the witnesses won't have to give from their own pockets. And even if two people from that city say, don't worry, we're going to give our set amount that we give every single year. And but no, then we'll testify because there's no bias because we're anyways giving the money we annually give. We don't listen to them. Because it's still a benefit for them that these paupers should be wealthy and they won't have to give in the coming years to this person. Since they're reliant on the people of the city, there's a vested interest and therefore they cannot testify and they cannot judge. Anything that's similar to this has the same halacha. Now, halacha Dalad continues on this bias as it relates to partners. Karka shebein shnei shutafin, when there's a shared property of real estate between two partners. Sheboma ar, someone's coming to contest, lohitzia, to extract that property mitachas yad hashutaf from one of the two partners. Einam meid l'shutafi aleihu, so the partner cannot testify for him, because obviously he has a vested interest. Elim silik atzmei mena, unless he removes himself from the property. V'konu miyodoi, and they go so far to make a kinyan from him. Shenasan l'ashutaf, that he gave it to the partner, so now he has no vested interest because it's not owned by him at all. Moreover, v'she'im bo, and they go further. She'im bo bal choyb shaloi, that if his creditor comes along, this testifying partner who is giving up his shares, that even if his creditor comes along with Chudof and Miyada Shutov and is going to grab it from the partner, Mishalom Loi Dameha, he's going to pay that monetary value. Now that means to say he has no negias whatsoever, no bias whatsoever, because if he would want to have it remain by the partner because that his creditor has somewhere to collect from, so that would be a bias, even they're saying, what it means, no bias, not mine, is I gave it up to him. Yeah, but you want him to get it so that they could collect because you have an earlier creditor, that he shouldn't be what's called a wicked person who borrows and doesn't pay, and by default, he's going to remain as a Russia regarding the partner, because he accepted to compensate him anyway, so he's not going to really gain. Then, and only then can he testify regarding him, because now he has no vested interest. Anything similar like that, you would have to go and take those steps to allow the testimony to happen. Halacha continues with other examples of vested interest, that of a sharecropper or of a renter. So, if someone is contesting regarding a field that he's claiming to the one who's in possession of it, saying, what do you mean, this is not yours, you stole it from me. So, in Yeshba Pedris, if there is produce in this field, in ha'aris made la'olaha. So there's a sharecropper who is working for, who is presumably the owner, who is being accused now of having stolen it. The sharecropper cannot testify regarding this field if this pays. Why? Because of course there's a vested interest. The sharecropper wants it to remain in this current owner, so that he can take his portion of the pays that he worked as a sharecropper for. Because if the one that's contesting is going to get it, he's going to take the field with his fruits like any property that was stolen. Even though work was done, he gets to take it. So therefore there's a vested interest. Now, vim ein ba peiros, but if there is no produce, and moreover, that he did not put in any effort in this year to take care of the needs of the planting, then the sharecropper could testify because you're not getting any benefit from his testimony, because the nigzel cannot collect from previous years, so there's no loss, and this year he hasn't invested anything. That's regarding a sharecropper. Aval ha'seicher, regarding someone who rented the field, and all the produce is his. He just pays a certain amount of for the lease of the field to the owner per year. So, im lokach ha'schiris b'yadei, if he's holding the rental money in his hand, he hasn't paid up to the current owner yet. Vamani says, okay, commission this guy, so this will be other. Whoever gets verified that this field is his, Yitil, he'll take it. Okay, how is it made? He can testify then because he has no vested interest, doesn't care. He's going to give it to the rightful owner anyway. But if he already gave the rental money to the current owner of the field, and the maid cannot testify. Because Kavin Shem Tetz Asad Lamar, because if, let's say, the field will be removed, and to the one who's contesting it will get it, and it turns out that they're showing that this guy who he thought was the owner is who stole it, then what's going to happen is Chayv Lit L'Ischar Kol Hashon Sheyashaba. It's going to come, he's going to have to give the rent for all those years that he was on it, and he's paid already once to who he thought was the owner, allegedly having stolen from it. And he has a vested interest because now he's going to have to pay back all those rental years. So, in the maid, obviously, he's not going to testify. And the case of the same thing, something like this, will have the same halacha. Halacha above continues regarding another type of vested interest, regarding as it applies to a loan. Shimon Shalava. Shimon borrowed money. Vahya Reuven Arif. Now, Reuven was a guarantor for Shimon that if he doesn't pay up the loan, the lender could collect from him. Now, Avah Yehuda La'ar al Shimon Haloivin. Now, Yehuda is coming to contest on Shimon, this borrower, for something else, not regarding this loan. He was contesting something that Shimon owned. And he's taking away property that Shimon has, this Yehuda, by showing that it's really his. Now, if Shimon has another field, which would be the amount of the debt that he owes to the lender, who Reuben is a guarantor for, so there are other assets that could pay up the debt. Okay, then Reuben the guarantor, he could testify regarding that property, which Yehuda is contesting, that it is Shimon, this borrower that he's a guarantor from, he could testify of him. He has no benefit if it's maintained by Shimon or not. Because even if Yehuda takes it away, there's another field that the creditor could collect from. So if it was the only field, he wants him to hold it because then he'll be able to pay up debt. If not, it's going to go to the guarantor. But here, there's anyways other fields, so there's no vested interest. So too, another case. If there's these people who bought from a seller fields. So the first buyer could be made l'lekech sheni, could testify for the second buyer, shalokach achav, who bought from the seller after him, shezeh hasad shalei, that it's his field. V'hu, stipulating that is sheyesh l'meicher, as long as the seller has sad mecher, another unsold field that's available, keneged dimei hasad shalekech rishon, that's equal to the value of the field of the first lekech. Oh, so then the first lekech could testify regarding the second lekech that it's his, because she'en lekech rishon hano, because the first buyer is not going to get any benefit by midas hasad b'yad lekech sheni, that is going to be maintained by the second buyer. Meaning, what would you say would be the benefit? That if someone's coming to collect, saying, hey, you know, the one who sold to you is a creditor of mine, he owes me, he has no money, I'm going to those who bought fields from him, I'm going to collect from you. No, shavala nitra lekech rishon, because even if the first buyer, a creditor comes and grabs away from him, he's not benefiting by now saying, oh, there's a second creditor, the second buyer who came after me, who you have to go to, and therefore there's a benefit for him. No, because Allah Meichel Chayzer, even if there's no second buyer, he'll be able to go back to the seller, because we said, there's another equal field that's still available to the seller that he could collect from. Ah, so therefore there's not, he's not partial to his testimony regarding any benefit over here. But if, let's say, the seller didn't have any other field, the first buyer would have a benefit by maintaining the field by the second buyer, so that when the creditor of Reuben comes to grab from his field, he would be able to say, hey, someone came later than me, and the halacha is you cannot collect from an earlier buyer when there's still a later buyer who bought the available fields after that. But in this case, where there is anyways by the meicher, it's not considered a benefit, and therefore he would be able to testify for the second buyer.